Now, it's time to talk politics. There's this little thing that's been going on. You might have heard something about it. It's called the 2016 U.S. presidential election. With no incumbent running, President Obama has reached his two-term limit. American voters will choose a new leader on Tuesday, November 8th. That's 74 days from now. But they don't directly elect their president. The group that chooses American leaders is the Electoral College, and we'll be explaining that in depth next week. So who are the candidates for president? For the Democrats, former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton received the party's nomination over the summer. For the Republicans, businessman and television personality Donald Trump received the party's nomination. The latest CNN ORC poll, which was conducted in late July, indicated that Mrs. Clinton had an 8-point lead over Mr. Trump, 45% to 37%. Libertarian Party candidate Gary Johnson had 9%. Green Party candidate Jill Stein had 5%. Polls can change as we get closer to Election Day, and they can be affected by presidential debates, which start on September 26th. Now to the Asian country of North Korea. It reportedly fired a ballistic missile from a submarine on Wednesday. Wasn't the first time the communist country did this, but it was the first time one of its missiles entered a Japanese air defense zone. One expert says it shows North Korea is making rapid progress in its missile program. The launch was made shortly after the U.S. and South Korea started their yearly military exercise, which North Korea strongly opposes. International officials spoke out against the launch, and though it was illegal as far as the United Nations Security Council is concerned, North Korea has tested more than 30 missiles since dictator Kim Jong-un took power in 2011. An estimated 17% of the world's population naturally has blue eyes. So how can it be true that even brown eyes are blue? It seems it all comes down to pigment. Scientists say that the more pigment our eyes have, the darker they appear to be. So in theory, if you were to remove that pigment, all of us would have eyes that are as blue as the sky. Now that's random.